It's 6:33 on the Triple M Grill Team, and Deb Clay joins us in the studio again with the latest headlines. Deb, good morning.
Happy Tuesday, boys. Well, plans have been uncovered to turn ANZ Stadium at Olympic Park into a world-class sporting venue. Now, this redevelopment comes with a price tag of $350 million, and this would see the stadium able to transform into a truly rectangular ground, allowing fans behind the goal lines to be just 5 metres away from the action. Now, the capacity would basically remain the same at around 80,000, while the top tiers could be screened off using a high-tech lighting system to make the atmosphere more intimate for smaller fixtures. Do you think this is needed?
What a great idea. Great idea. And I think that's, look, we're rugby league orientated here, but I think if you take that away for a sec, imagine the sporting organisations that will attract now that it's going to be so close to the action, or the soccer teams.
Well, they do anyway. That's the simple fact. They've already got the soccer, already got the AFL.
They're more likely to come
concerts.
Over.
Concerts.
This is not going to be for AFL. This is going to be a rectangular oval. AFL won't be able to play there.
That's a point, because at the moment the Swans play all their big blockbusters against the big Melbourne teams there. The thing, Deb, it's already a world-class ground. This is just sort of cream on top, if you like. And I love the fact, the most important thing I don't think you mentioned there was the roof. It's going to be a retractable roof as well, which means we're going to have an indoor if we want to, if the weather's that bad. So I love it.
It's interesting because what they're trying to do, they're trying to woo suburban teams here.
That's right.
I mean, that's the big plan. Mm. Now, they've got it half right in the fact if this is what they're going to do with the stadium, they've got that right. The next big thing is going to be trying to find a way, trying to fix the traffic so that if you're at Manly and your side might be playing at ANZ Stadium, if all of a sudden they buy the rights to take the Manly side, is getting away, whether public transfer, to get people to the game in 30 minutes rather than sitting in traffic. Because I would say that is the major concern.
Yeah. All the conversations around Sydney are about the traffic, aren't they?
Well, coming from the beaches, I catch the bus always to the Origin games, and it's a nightmare getting there, but brilliant coming home.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. Game starting around that, you want to get there around 7 o'clock, you're going to have that nightmare. But the thing is, we've got to get in our heads, especially people in the northern beaches, we're going to have to travel soon. Those suburban grounds won't be around for that much longer. You just got to get your head around it. You just got to have to do it if you want to watch your team live.
And with this redevelopment, there's going to be more cafes, more restaurants, more bars. Can you imagine you boys on a Saturday night? That is going to go off.
More bars.
More bars.
Yeah, great at concert.
Just confirming. More bars,
sold.
Baby.
Sold.
The Grill Team. Gus. MG. And Maddie Johns. Triple M Breakfast.